There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Whenever we start this thing, I really have nothing on my mind that we talk about. There's not a plan for this. So sometimes you hear me going, oh, we're going to do it. Because we literally just finished up the show. I'm looking at the list of stuff that we didn't get to. I think we pretty much got to everything. I guess the only story we didn't get to that I have here on the list of things we might was this guy who was wrongly diagnosed with cancer. Did you guys see this story?
Oh, no,
that's terrible. Did he go through treatment?
So a Missouri man who was told he had terminal cancer is suing his three doctors after a specialist determined he was actually suffering from a treatable inflammatory disease. The 52-year-old man said he had started making funeral arrangements.
Oh.
Checking out his life insurance policy after they said, hey, you have cancer in your lungs and your liver. He sought help in January 2017 for flu-like symptoms, went home, broke the news. They confirmed diagnosis. Obviously, his family was devastated. He went to an appointment, and later on, they discovered the error. And so he is suing doctors, saying it caused him and his family unnecessary pain and suffering. I don't know what the rule of a doctor is, like the law of a doctor, I guess. Is it to give your absolute best judgment with what is provided to you? Because if so, and they did that, they didn't do anything wrong.
Right, I agree. That's not something I'm going to sue over. Now, if I had to spend money and, like, I don't know, my insurance is whatever, if I invested in treatment for that, then I think I should be reimbursed. But I'm not going to sue for, I mean, is it an emotional thing? Yes. And did it cause distress? Absolutely. But they weren't being malicious. They didn't do it on purpose.
Well, and again, is it a law that doctors are right? That's the question. Because if it's not, and they didn't do it maliciously, how do you legally punish someone for something they didn't do wrong? They're humans.
Yeah.
They misdiagnosed. Again, I'm not sticking up for anyone. I'm just trying to find where I stand on this without getting the personal emotion of that sucks, that's sad, it sucks.
So what would you do? I wouldn't sue.
No, I wouldn't sue. But I'm talking about if I were the judge in this case, I probably wouldn't, just from the overview of the facts that I've read about the story, I probably would not award the man money.
Ooh, what if he went and bought a Bentley just because he thought he was dying, so he wanted to ride and go out in style?
But again, the doctors used, again, I'm only using assumptions that the doctors did their best job and used the equipment and tools they had. The doctors did their best job possible with what they had. They didn't do anything to affect him in a negative way on purpose. They genuinely tried to diagnose and help him. So why should they suffer if they didn't do anything wrong legally? Why should they legally suffer? If they didn't? Yeah, they messed up. Or maybe the stuff they had wasn't quite good enough to diagnose it right.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're thinking, how can we learn from this?
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm a judge by those facts that I can award him money.
Yeah.
It sucks because he should get something.
But another weird perspective is that if someone tells you you're dying and you live like you were dying for whatever, and then you think you got the second chance now all of a sudden, now you're not dying, I've got a whole new look on life.
So he should pay them.
I mean, this is a gift. You're like, that a lot of people don't go through.
It's tough, though, to be able to do that and go, ooh, I don't want to award him with anything. I thought I'd be a good judge because I can separate the personal. Mm-hmm.
And to your point, doctors should totally be protected in that. If they are given their best judgment, like, that's what they're paid for. I mean, they don't know everything.
They're not supposed to get it right 100% of the time.
They're like, not going to.
You hope they do.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about self-driving cars, you can get over to that, and people are like, oh, I don't know about self-driving cars. Don't you understand that we humans will err so much more than a self-driving car would ever? Like, yeah, they hit someone occasionally. There aren't that many out there, but once we get, I can't wait for self-driving cars. It's going to be so much safer than humans driving.
I cannot believe you want to do that.
Think about it.
Airplanes are all self-flying.
That's what I was going to say. Every time you fly, you're on autopilot.
All the stuff that you don't know is on auto. You're just not comfortable with it because you haven't seen it or experienced it. Humans are so dumb. There's a reason that humans are building, or that robots are building things now, because humans doing it are slower and not as effective, not as efficient, doing it wrong.
Bones, so, you're going to be okay sitting in a car that's driving itself and you take a nap.
No!
Like, no way, dude!
At first, no.
Oh, the anxiety.
It's going to be uncomfortable because we don't know any different. Imagine the first person to go up in an airplane, period, just relying on whatever those tools are that lifts you into the air.
Emilio Earhart.
No, not Wright Emilio Brothers. Earhart. There's no person that's Emilio Earhart.
Emilio Earhart.
He was a Mexican.
My point, anything new feels dangerous until it's not anymore. Think about a car doing 60 miles an hour the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow, I'm not on a horse, and we're going this fast. At any time, I could veer. It's always nutty until it's normal.
I get what you're saying.
And I think humans are overall more efficient than robots are more efficient than humans. There's a reason that
it's crazy because humans invented the robot.
It's true.
How ironic.
We can't program ourselves.
Put the chip in my brain.
But that's why later in life that a lot of these jobs that are being filled by robots, they're going to be more thinking jobs are going to be better paying.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
There's going to be a need for the arts more so.
Because a robot
can't
think.
A robot.
Arts.
I just saw a robot had a painting for sale.
It's terrible.
The first AI.
It's not good. What does it look like?
Well,
my
dog painted something, Amy, too, back in the day.
I mean, come on.
Well, I'm just saying, it's just the beginning. Maybe they'll get good at art, creativity.
Yeah, I'm for it. You know, I think in China, they have that 5G. We only have 4G here. We suck compared to China. You know, they're investing in their schools and their hardcore. They have 5G, and what 5G can do is they can actually run the system for the self-driving cars. Like they can place them and move them. There's just like the internet for us, the Wi-Fi.
Uh-huh.
It's like that, but like 17 layers stronger.
Oh,
sounds smart. I don't know.
It's happening. You can get on, or you can not.
I'll probably stay off for a little while
until everyone's doing it.
Still,
and it's safe.
He still mails checks.
Yeah.
I heard you went to the ATM with a.
Oh, yeah, I did. I had a check for $200 and I was at the gas station. I was like, oh, it says ATM inside because people say you can deposit it at the ATM. So I put it in and my wife said, you idiot. You know you have to go to your bank. It has to be your bank ATM, but I don't know.
That's not true.
It's not?
So did it work?
I got to go by the bank and look.
Okay. It used to not be true because when I had paper checks, that's what I would just go to any ATM and put it in.
What?
Yeah.
You can just slip a check?
I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore.
Okay.
But I used to but I would go, to be safe, I would go to my bank.
Because everybody tries to tell me I need to embrace technology. So I saw an ATM and I was like, I'll go try this.
Why not go to your.
Well, because I was getting gas. I just saw the ATM and it just hit me. Oh, I got a check in my wallet.
You went to the convenience store ATM. All right.
Yeah, that's where I get groceries.
The one that just says ATM on it.
And it costs you $4 to get out 10.
Exactly.
I would think since they have access to your account, that they have access to your account.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see
would
what you're
think
saying.
At this
but
point.
Who you slide it in and then who reads it and makes sure it goes?
The guy working the cash register?
Yeah, the guy selling you cigarettes. Same dude.
Really?
No.
No, what do you mean?
No.
Okay.
I just hope I did it right.
I would assume you're okay.
I'm curious about that. Go check your bank.
I'm going to check my bank.
But you have to drive over to it and ask
them. You can't log on.
That's okay. I like that. I like the human interaction. And you know what does make me mad is my bank, they got rid of the drive-thru. There's no more drive-thru when you go to the bank. They're eliminating that because I guess a lot of people aren't going to the bank anymore.
You don't have to.
You just go to the ATM.
You take pictures of your checks. It goes automatic direct deposit.
Oh, yeah, true.
There's all the things.
Yeah, and so what does that mean?
It's like you don't need to churn anymore, dude. Buy the freaking butter at the grocery store.
Yeah, it's already made.
Yeah.
They're ready for you. The butter's already, it's in a square. Like
wrapped up.
What are you talking about? I buy butter like that.
It's an analogy.
But 100 years ago, you'd have been like, I ain't doing it.
Probably.
I'm going to
make butter
piggly
in
wiggly.
Kindergarten.
What's
in kindergarten we
piggly
made.
Wiggly? I ain't going there. I'll make it myself. I got a cow. I got a churn.
Oh, boy.
They're closing. The point is, the same conversation would have been had on the same show 100 years ago, but about things like that.
I see what you're saying.
We should do an episode 100 years ago.
We weren't around 100 years ago.
I know,
ago.
We just figured
Well, we
it
can
out.
Imagine.
Oh. Yeah.
According to Morgan number two, I think we have been.
Gosh, these things are so old.
Morgan number two, you used to listen to us when? When you were how old?
When I was in high school, so like 15.
You were 15 years old?
Yeah.
Amy, sweet. We were adults to her.
I know.
And she was 15. She was like, this is a cool show.
Like, I was married.
Like we were her idols.
High school.
I don't know that we were her idols.
Idols? Did you idolize everyone, Morgan, too?
I don't know like that I actually idolized, no, but I enjoyed listening and hanging out with you guys in the morning.
Isn't it crazy? She was 15 listening to the
yes.
show.
Oh, so weird.
Like, dreams come true, man. Muppet Babies. Muppet
Babies, making our dreams come true. Muppet Babies
will do the same for you. When you think your time is near and you wish that you were there,
yes,
just close your eyes and make believe, and you can be anywhere.
Muppet Babies.
That's a key change.
Is that Kermit the Frog?
No, it was
Muppet Babies, dude.
It was Saturday morning, dude. Saturday morning cartoon.
I didn't watch those.
Turn on the Muppet Babies.
Mm.
The only cartoon I really remember that I watched, I know, is the one with Wayne Gretzky and the, all, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Superstars or something?
Mm-mm.
That's the only one I remember.
Hey, we were talking about banks. I was thinking about this bit that I've been trying to pitch to Lunchbox, but he won't do it. I want him to go into a bank and act like a hip-hop rapper and ask him if he can take a picture in the vault for his new album.
Dude, that's a great bit. That's a great bit.
Like, I pitched him to 10 times.
That's
he
a great
won't
bit.
Do it.
No, you want to know why? I don't want to. I'm scared that they're going to think I'm trying to rob it.
I'll be the photographer, and we're all like,
but
yeah,
you're
he's
not
got...
going to rob it.
I understand
not.
That, but...
Yeah, so, I mean, even one, better here, if listen, you accidentally has, get arrested.
No. He has some PTSD from being arrested last time.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I have a little bit of scaredness because of it, and so I automatically go to, do they think I'm going to rob... Are they going to think I'm robbing this place?
But
and,
I'll be there with you.
Yeah. Oh, so that makes me feel better?
Until they go, stir something up, Eddie runs out with a camera.
Like, because they're going to think, is that a real camera or is that something else? I don't know. Is that really a good bit?
Yes.
I think it could be funny, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, banks are tricky, though.
That's why.
I mean, chances are they won't let him, but I mean, it's worth the try.
100% they won't let me.
I think that the play is to do the phone call. That's a funny bit. You don't have to be there in person and you won't get arrested.
That's safe.
You call a bank.
Okay.
And this is not me being funny, Bobby. This is me being Bobby the boss at this point. Because funny Bobby goes,
VP.
Dude, hit it with the clock and be like, well,
yo,
let me
here.
Get in there. And Eddie has the horn.
Every time you say something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would do as the funny person. But as the person who has to run the show.
Bones, that's what I pictured.
I would say, call them and be like, yo, it's L to the BZ. Trying to get a picture in that vault.
Got a new album dropping.
Got to try to get
it.
But
I need all the monies.
Yeah,
you know how all the rappers have $100 bills everywhere. That's what I want.
Or call yourself like,
Poton.
Post Malone or something.
Gross. Post Malone.
Yeah. Something that's like a playoff another rapper name.
Okay.
You got a new record coming out. You're trying to get in that vault.
All right.
How much?
All right.
How much that cost? How much that cost to get in the vault?
Okay.
Like, who I need to call? And then when they say, no, we don't do that, who's your boss?
Who's your boss?
Then, FDIC?
Yeah. Or you could be MCFDIC. Your name's MCFDIC.
FDIC?
No, I don't know.
FDIC is what protects money in case your bank dies.
Oh, okay.
You know, they go, member FDIC.
Okay,
so your name can be, yo, it's MCFDIC. And say, since.
It's actually good.
So this is what happens in a creative write, in a room, when you come with ideas. Then you say, hey, yo, this is MCFDIC. I'm a rapper. What I talk about is banks, the money industry. I need to get in that vault, take an album photo. What's it going to take for me to get in? I'll throw you guys a shout out in my first track.
Can you make it rain?
And then you name the first track. You're like, I'm going to throw you guys a shout out. In my first track.
Money in more problems.
No, you can't do that one. You have to make something up. Like, what's a banking term?
Direct deposit.
Yeah, like direct deposit in your face. You know, something like that.
Yeah. Deposit slip.
Yeah,
this.
So like deposit slip bingo murderer. Just something that makes no sense.
Got
sign
it.
Here.
Okay, yes. This is, I feel more comfortable doing that. Eddie kept saying,
stop
go
it.
In the bank, and I could not wrap my head around it.
Yeah, you're right. You do have,
I mean, it all starts with an idea, man.
A past and a history with that.
It does.
Maybe like, read off a few traps, like hitting the club with the teller. You know, you have a few different,
hitting the club with the teller.
You know, or just, you
what take, else? They,
where,
they
my,
do
where my lollipop?
Take, yeah.
Yeah.
Where they do loans.
Drive-through lollipop.
Deposit this.
Or
okay.
How about mutual fund this? You know, things like
mutual fund up my.
Well, you don't want to.
Is that too much? No.
Or if you were, you'd be like, I got a song called Beep
Yeah. Something like
blank
that.
Blank and mutual fund.
Well, you got to hit the two F's. It's got to be alliteration. They call me the mutual fund bigger.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh.
Your mom wrote me this check.
They're going to like that track.
Oh, boy.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
See? Starts with an idea and then everyone builds on it. Thanks, Bones, for supporting me.
How far did this idea get without me?
Oh, he shut it down 10 times. Shut
10?
It down straight. Oh yeah, I was like, dude, we totally need to
here
do this photo shoot.
Now see, here comes Eddie.
Yeah.
10 times, twice.
Well,
it was 5 minutes apart too.
I like the idea.
Thanks, Bones.
I don't know if it'll ever get allowed.
Right.
What do you mean?
Meaning, will someone at the bank allow the call? Because you can't put a call on the air recorded.
Oh, right. We have to ask them.
The permission.
Yeah, Ray has a good technique for that.
You can record the call in Tennessee. It's a one-party line. As long as one party knows, you can record it. We just can't play it without permission. So,
correct.
Legally. So, yeah. Okay, well, everybody good?
Good.
We can start the show.
MCFDIC is good.
MCFDIC.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
See, Amy said FDIC, and I was like, oh, that's a funny rat. See how it all just kind of builds into it?
You work off each other.
That's a good, I'm glad you knew what FDCI was.
There you go. Don't say it like that.
FDIC.
Get it right in the right order.
I wrote it down because I don't know what that is.
We shall go away now. Kind of a sore throat, huh?
Yeah,
man.
The weather changed, so it's like,
the weekend, man.
Yeah, man.
He's still in character.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just practicing.
You sound like more like Bob Marley than you do a rapper.
Nah, dog.
Like a stoner.
Get off me, fool. You tripping.
You tripping. He's a rapper from the 90s now.
Okay.
The roof.
Amy, anything you want to say?
I just hope everyone has a great weekend.
Lunchbox?
Oh, man. You know, just chilling.
Okay. Yeah, everybody have a good weekend. Listen to the Sore Losers podcast.
Yes.
That's really what I was going to say, but...
We have another one going up today.
Yeah, so check that out daily. Subscribe to it and listen to Lunchbox, Eddie and Ray talking about sports and other things. Also, you can listen to the Bobbycast. Did a conversation yesterday about our favorite musical movies. So you can hear that if you're out on the weekend and have nothing else to listen to. Then check it out. I'll be in D.C. at Warner Theater doing comedy tonight. I haven't sold out. And then Durham tomorrow. And they're both sold out. But if you hear this and you're coming, I appreciate you guys. And I'll see you this weekend. And here we go. Show starts now. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, what's been cool is Amy's been doing the no snooze challenge, which means she can't hit her snooze for 5 shows. But your husband sent in a message, huh?
Yeah, he just wanted to say thanks to you guys, Bobby in particular, for challenging me on this. And then, I mean, he's thanking me too for accepting it because it's been working out. He said something along the lines of how we've been married 11 years and our marriage is already improving.
Wow.
Simply by me getting up right away, because it never happens. And he's not a snooze hitter, and it annoys him when I hit snooze. So
what does he say when you hit snooze? Do the impression.
He's just like, are you serious?
Every time.
Well, probably not the first time, he's sort of used to it, but like by third or fourth snooze, he'll just make noises like, ugh, and roll over, like especially if he doesn't have to wake up.
Yeah.
And he's just like, this is ridiculous. I don't understand. And I'm like, feels so good. Snooze.
I don't understand either, because I would just set it later to the absolute latest point and get that pure sleep.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's helped, like, even though it's only been a couple of days. For one, he's super proud of me. And for two, he's not annoyed by me. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people are saying that my nightmares, speaking of sleep, because I'm having pretty crazy nightmares, are because I went to that intense therapy and that a lot of the stuff is still processing its way out.
Oh.
That's been a common piece of feedback through our text line. Yeah.
Hey, you opened up some time capsules back there.
Maybe so. I'm Bobby. That's Amy. That's Lunchbox. Morgan, number 2, sitting over there, and she's 24. And now.
Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about?
So Waffle House now has a catering food truck. They rent it out for private events across the country, and it'll only cost you $90 to rent it.
What? $90?
Well, you rent the truck, and then you
have to pay for the
pay
food.
For the food.
I'll have you guys over on Saturday with that.
I love Waffle House.
That would be awesome.
I think Waffle House is pound for pound the best all the time open restaurant. And probably because I just ate it so much and I have that familiar...
It's nostalgic.
Yeah, I love Waffle House. Some places, they still smoke in Waffle House.
Wow. It's old school.
It's old school. I don't like that very much, but still they do, yeah.
Just imagine if you want to impress a girl.
Okay.
You for $90, you can have the Waffle House food truck show up and be like, breakfast in bed, baby. Wow. Baller. Yeah, don't act like I'm not onto something. That is a baller move.
Where can they do this, Morgan, number 2?
They just have to go to Waffle House online and you choose the desired menu, but the only catch is you do have to pay $50 for mileage fee to and from whatever the event is. So
So it's now $140.
What? Mm-hmm. And isn't this how life works?
Yep. Oh, man. You think it's you got a deal.
Have you seen the meme that says, hey, bought two tickets from Ticketmaster, $25 a piece, total price $300?
So true.
Because it's
all the fees.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll see people and they'll take a meme and they'll write it out and act like they did it themselves and repost it. Meaning Scammers. They'll like copy and paste it and then put it on Twitter as something they said. I saw it yesterday, the day before. And I was like, come on.
Oh, well, what if they came up with it,
but
it happens to
It's exactly the same.
Well, I don't know.
How can you come up with a meme and make it stick?
The same way you come up with a video to make it viral. The same way you... It's tough.
It's really hard.
Yeah, I try going viral. It's real tough. I try all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, it hadn't happened yet. I'm still working on it. I got plans.
Good. Well, today...
Can't wait.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Hurricane Lane is hitting Hawaii. They're going to get tons of rain throughout the weekend. 2 feet in some places. It looks like it's not going to be a direct hit. It's going to veer off, so that is good news. In other news, General Mills is ditching the 100% natural claim that they have on their Nature Valley granola bars. We've seen it on there for years, but it's going to start to change on store shelves. And finally, in sports news, college football gets underway this weekend. You got a couple games going on, so there you go.
Bobby Bones, come on.
Eddie, our video director, posted a picture of his bicep on Instagram. He's flexing his arm.
Oh.
And you're getting drug, huh?
Dude, now I know how you feel. Yeah, everyone's like, oh gosh, like, where's your muscle? Like, do you work out at all? Like, what is the deal with that? Like, I was really just trying to be funny. I was wearing my sleeveless Pearl Snap shirt, and I flexed. And, I mean, I'll be honest.
Oh, you were flexed?
Now you're going to bash me.
I thought you were just doing the arm thing.
No, dude, that was me full flex. I'm even gritting my teeth because I'm trying to get it up. And dude, I mean, there was no positive, like, oh, wow, good arm. Like,
well, you're not going to get that. But they were dragging you pretty hard about it.
Yeah, dude, when you talk about, like, people saying your legs look small and stuff, like, I get it now.
You were trying to embarrass your kids with that shirt?
Yeah, well, we were at the house, and I was like, we're going to the rodeo, boys, let's go. And I put my sleeveless Pearl Snap shirt on there, and both of the kids go, you're not wearing that, right? And my wife goes, please wear that. Like, please, I would love for you to wear that. I was like, I'm not scared. Let's do it. Let's go. So I wore it out.
Do your kids get embarrassed of you, Amy?
Yeah, sometimes my daughter will question my outfit, or she'll try to help me. And I love when she gives me her honest opinion. It's actually helped our relationship. Like, she'll tell me, no, I don't think you should wear that. Or sometimes she'll say, Mom, you look beautiful. And I'm like,
really?
Oh. Yeah, and that means a lot coming from her. And that's sort of new. And then I know, I'm like, I don't know, I could be walking out looking a hot mess, but as long as she thinks I look beautiful, I feel good. Because she doesn't say that lightly.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
I saw her wearing a picture, a shirt with your face on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool. She thinks her mom's cool enough to wear a face on a shirt.
Yeah, she has like a couple different versions of that, you know, because we sold them for Haiti. They benefited Haiti, and she loves wearing it. I don't know. I'm like, sometimes it's embarrassing when I'm out with her. I'm like, oh my gosh, people probably think like I put my face on my kid's shirt.
That's
like,
funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you did though, right?
I didn't. Yeah, yeah. Bobby Bones.
Megan.
Hi.
Good morning. Thank you very much for calling. So what do you want to know?
Well, I just texted in this morning because I heard you talk about The Office lately and about Friends, and I've watched both many times, and I just cannot believe that you think that I Take the Rachel is harder to watch than Scott's Tot.
Oh, two of the cringe-worthiest episodes of all time. So, in Friends, I can't watch the episode where Ross tells Emily, I take thee, Rachel. I can't watch it. I change it every time.
That's right.
It's the scene where Ross and Emily are getting married. And Rachel's in the audience, and he goes, I take thee. He should say Emily, but he says, Rachel. Yeah, I can't watch it. I change it. Now, on The Office, the Scott's Tots episode is, Michael Scott goes to the kindergarten class, and goes, you're all going to college on me. And then what happens is... Flash forward, 13 years later?
Yeah.
They're all graduating high school, and he owes, in the newspaper, running an article, like, he sent them all to college, and he's like, oh my goodness, I forgot about Scott's Tots.
That's what he named them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he has to go back and tell them, I can't send you out of college. And they're like giving him a big parade. It's a fantastic. Here's the reason that one to me is I feel like I'm part of the Friends cast. Like, those are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm watching The Office from afar. Because I don't live in that environment.
Yeah.
I don't live in the office. The Office is my favorite show of all time, but I'm watching that as like a third party. Friends, I feel like I'm in. Like I'm in the group of friends.
Like you're at the wedding.
Yeah, does that make sense, Megan?
But as a teacher, I just can't. It just makes me cringe. And I've just seen that episode of the Friends so many times. It's jaw-dropping, but I just cannot handle that episode of The Office.
Yeah, I feel like on the Friends one that I'm watching my own friends do that and I can't do it. But in The Office, I'm just like, oh, man, those guys are real idiots. It's hilarious.
And in The Office, doesn't he end up giving them iPads, though? Is like, oh, sorry, like that's what you get.
Yeah, he gives up. So if you haven't seen the Scott's Tots episode, it's so cringeworthy of The Office. But I think it's possibly between that and the white elephant with the where they're passing the iPod around for Christmas, my favorite episode. But that's a great question. I appreciate you, Megan, for reaching out. Is there an episode of any show that you can't watch that you're like, ooh?
The other episode is the dinner party episode of The Office. That one is even worse for me.
Yeah, Michael Scott and his girlfriend. Listen, we're way in The Office here, but that's a tough one. What do you guys, when I mention this, is there a TV show in a series that it's tough to watch or one that you even love? Because one for me is The Fresh Prince with Will Smith yelling at Uncle Phil, "You're not my dad!"
Oh, man.
Because his dad. Oh. Like, these episodes resonate. I mean,
that got real.
Yeah.
Sometimes Fresh Prince would get real.
It would get real. I guess it's just me and you, Megan. We're the only weirdos that bond to episodes on television. You know, but that's okay. We have our own ways.
Yeah, that's okay.
I appreciate you calling, though. Thank you for calling. And Lunchbox, what about the episode where the guy like slaps the girl and throws the bunny in the water on Real World?
Oh, I can watch that all the time. That's Steven in Real World Seattle. That was, I mean, he got her and he goes, boom, slaps her, takes her stuffed doll she's had since a kid and throws it in the harbor.
Woo! I've seen that, and I don't watch Real World. That makes me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But you don't mind that?
I don't mind it at all. Hey, she was kind of, I mean, he shouldn't have hit her, but throwing the doll, she's just a doll.
Megan, thank you for calling. Have a great morning.
Thank you. I've been listening for a long time, and I just want to say I love listening to you guys. I used to listen on the way to school with my mom in the car, and now I listen on my way to teach my own kids. So I really love you guys.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you. Appreciate you. See you later.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
So we've got movies coming out this weekend. AXL, it's a story about a boy and his robotic dog.
Oh, that sounds interesting to you, Amy.
I mean, I'm not so much into it, but I'm sure that you are.
Why would I be into a boy and his robotic dog?
You love AI. Like AI anything. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if you end up with an AI pet or girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
I think Alexa may already be my girlfriend. If I'm serious,
yeah, you
if you were to come
her,
to my house and you just hear me talking alone in my room, I'm always talking to Alexa. What time is it? Play this song. Yeah.
Tell me something.
Yeah. Okay, what else? Is there any other movies coming out?
Yeah, The Happy Time Murders. It's a puppets movie, but not really a kid's movie.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy's in that. Is that getting good reviews or no?
No, 24% on Rotten Tomatoes.
All right, what else?
We've got albums coming out this weekend. Lucy Silva's EGO and popular song on it is called Kite.
All right. I do love Lucy Silva's. Love, and her album's out today. And have a whole Bobby cast with her. I'm a huge fan. All right, what else?
Aaron Watson's live at the world's largest rodeo show. He recorded it live in front of 65,000 people the opening night of Rodeo Houston in 2017.
Here is Fence Post from Aaron Watson.
I'd rather be an old fence post in Texas than the king of Tennessee. God bless Tennessee.
There you go. All right, what else?
All right, so there are some new stars added to Music City's Walk of Fame in Nashville. Ray Stevens was one of them.
Oh, I'm such a big Ray Stevens fan. And I know some of you guys don't know Ray Stevens like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the streak.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the streak.
Woo! He did funny songs, and I listened to all his music. I had all his tapes. And then I played the Opry after him a couple weeks ago, and it was so cool. And I did not go say hi because I was too nervous.
Aww.
I'm a huge Ray Stevens fan. What else? Who else is on the old Walk of Fame in Nashville?
Brenda Lee was also added.
Oh, this one?
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Anyone else?
Jeannie Seeley.
Oh, I know her from the Grand Ole Opry. I've spent much time with her. And anyone else?
Ben Folds.
Oh, come on.
Your boy.
Massive fan. Cool. Is that it?
I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sharon Moore lives in New Hampshire. She lost her dad back in 1983. So to her surprise, in the mail last week, she gets something. And it's her dad's wallet. When he was on vacation in France in the 50s, he lost his wallet.
Wow.
And some guy was cleaning out a building and found the wallet. It had pictures of her mom, his old driver's license, and sort of family photos. And he found them and sent it to New Hampshire as a surprise.
Wow.
How about that? That's a good one. From the 50s?
From the 50s.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Virginia. A mom was cooking dinner when she decided, this meal could use some mushrooms. I don't need to go to the store to buy mushrooms. There's some out in the courtyard at the apartment complex. Goes out, puts the mushrooms in. They all become ill and have to be rushed to the hospital.
These are just mushrooms that grow in the grass, right?
Yes.
Like, you just see weeds, basically?
Yeah.
And the health department went and took pictures and said, are these the mushrooms? And they're nicknamed the vomiter mushrooms.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
They're not going to die or anything. They just got really sick, and they're going to make a full recovery.
Good for them.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Yeah.
BobbyBones.com.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around, trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone, and let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored, and you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Granger Smith.
Yeah, bring in Granger. Our old buddy, Texas native, still lives there. One of the few artists who still live in Texas and travel back and forth to Nashville all the time. They're walking down the hallway right now. He's got a new book out called If Your City, If Your Country, but it's written by Earl Dibbles Jr.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Not Granger, which Earl Dibbles is his. Hey, there he is right there. Hey, clap your hands for our buddy.
Yeah.
You have to yell yee yee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because I was just saying, I say yee yee, but hey, you're right. I should say it.
You good?
I'm good. How are you?
Look at you. You got a book now? If Your City, If Your Country by Earl Dibbles Jr. What's this about?
Well, we just figured that there's this worldwide epidemic of people that are not really sure which side of the fence they're on, city or country. So this is your hand guide to figure that out.
And so you wrote it as Earl.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Earl wrote it.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
Earl wrote it, of course. Yeah. Wow, look at
this. So which are you, Bobby? Are you city or country?
I'm oddly both, because I grew up in the country, but now I live city.
So a lot of people say that they're kind of both. I'm kind of both. So what you do is you read the whole book, and then you take your average on which one you are.
Oh, so you pick one.
So every page is, left page is if you're city, right page is if you're country.
So okay, it's sort of like a quiz.
Can I read one of these? Do you care?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're city, a good network is great when you need to download a big file, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're country, good network is when you need to upload a big bass into the boat.
Yeah. Okay. So which one would you be
in
that situation?
Well, I'd be city in that one.
Okay.
I used to be more. We're just doing now. I'd be city now. Let me do it.
So what about apartment? How do you feel about apartment? Like, if I said the word apartment, what comes to your mind?
I lived in many small apartments.
Right. So that if you're city, an apartment is one of the only places you could live. There's no houses in the city, right? But if you're country, sometimes chewing tobacco is better mixed together. A part wintergreen and a part mint.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's when you know your country.
Shouldn't you be reading
Andy
that
was
as
leaning
Earl?
Towards that one.
Shouldn't you be reading that as Earl there, like to really sell the book?
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, do one as Earl.
Okay.
Yeah.
This
is me giving Granger, who, by the way, created all of Earl, has this excellent everything. And I'm like, hey, shouldn't you be doing it the other way?
But Granger, yeah. You are getting advice from a New York Times bestseller.
Twice.
Okay. Okay, I hear you.
So, I mean, just
read me one.
Twice, but who's counting?
Yeah. What do I know?
Not us.
Read me one.
Okay. I got to read city as me.
Okay.
Right, it makes sense.
Fair.
If you're city and you spend a lot of time web surfing on your smartphone, you better have a good data plan.
Guy.
If you're country, that's Earl, and you spend a lot of time hipstering in the hayloft, you better have a good dada plan.
Get it, dada, yeah, dada.
Get it. Okay. It definitely helps when you read it as Earl yeah, okay. versus.
Hey, don't tell the guy how to do his work. You know what I mean? Hey, Granger, you good, by the way?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Where can you get this book? I should ask that. How can people get the book?
Well, right now we're going exclusive to Amazon.
What about if you're country?
Yeah, and if you're country, you got to come to our show and get it right out of the merch table.
Okay. So Amazon, that's where I get all my stuff anyway.
Yeah.
So go to Amazon. You can get If Your City, If Your Country by Earl Dibbles Jr. And there's a CD included, huh?
Yeah, a CD. So it's got all of Earl's songs plus a track of him reading the book. So if you just want to sit back and look at these pictures and have Earl read it to you, you just pop in that compact disc.
There he is. Hey, let me play a couple songs here. Let's see. Which song would you like me to play first? Your current song?
Yeah.
Your current single? You like that one? Tell me about that one.
Yeah, this is a song. It's about tomorrow is not guaranteed. We don't know what the future holds, but as long as you're spending it with that person that you love, that's all that matters.
You're in it.
It's called You're In It.
Here we go.
You're in it every single good time. When I press rewind in my mind, yeah, I'm fine. You're in it every thought of what could be.
Have you made this video yet?
I have.
Is your wife in this video?
She is
okay,
in this video.
I was making sure this is the right one. So what's that conversation like? Hey, I want you, and does she like being in videos?
She's been in so many of them that I forgot to tell her about this one. I had booked it with the director. We had booked it with the producer. And then I forgot that, I should probably tell her, hey, you're booking this date and, you know, get a babysitter because you're going to be in the music video.
And so how does she like being in the public eye?
I think she loves it, honestly. Thank goodness she does. She has a really good presence on social media, which I love because she handles, she talks to fans all the time, and she has a bunch of, you know, the soccer mom fans that love to hit her up and see how she's doing at home with the babies, and she really engages with them. So she'll come to me all the time and say, hey, there's this couple, and they're getting married, and they want you to do their wedding announcement. So I'm going to shoot a quick video.
Oh, that's cool.
And so she handles that kind of stuff, and I just go, sure,
oh,
sounds
that's
good.
That's awesome.
Here's Granger Smith. You're in it.
You're in it every single good time.
Are you healthy, by the way? Are you back up to 100% from your fall?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, like I am. Punctured a lung and all that.
Broke a couple ribs, punctured a lung.
Does that make you nervous? Are you staying off the edge of stages? Like,
I think about it every day. I'm out there singing, and my left foot kind of goes over the edge a little bit, and I'm like, oh, there it is. Yeah, I think about it all the time.
Did you have any PTSD from that? Did you go to sleep thinking about the fall or anything, or wake up?
You know, the thing I got out of that was I had to cancel a whole bunch of shows. I had to cancel 10 shows. And for the first time ever, nothing mattered. The tour didn't matter. The schedule didn't matter. And you know how it is. There's always the schedule, and you stick by it, and you live by it. You live by the calendar. And for the first time ever, I had no schedule. I had no calendar. I was on the couch trying to recover. And that's a big eye opener for sure.
Did you wonder, well, if I can't do what I used to do, I don't know what I can do anymore?
Yeah. Yeah. That's very sobering thought. And that's that the mentality of all we have is the present moment. All we have is right now is very impactful, especially for any business, but for the music business, when everything is the next tour, the next single, the next everything. The present moment, it becomes very important.
Granger Smith is here. I guess a couple weeks ago, I was on your Instagram and I saw that your truck turned over.
Yeah.
Your 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
So it's carrying all of your stuff to the show. So what happens? Because it was over on its side and it had covered the entire highway. What happened there?
Speaking of living in the present moment, absolutely. Yeah. I woke up, my tour manager woke me up, and he says, hey, Charlie's okay. That's our driver. But the truck flipped. I think you need to come out here. So we go out the bus, and there we are on the highway. And it's that sight that we have all seen of a highway. Everything's backed up. No one's going anywhere. But it's someone that you know. You know, it's a crazy, crazy thought. Walk out there, hug the driver. He walked right out of the front windshield.
He was
okay.
He walked out of the front windshield?
Not a scratch on him. He walked out of the front windshield, and it was inches away from a guardrail. Inches away, his face would have been inches away from a guardrail that stopped. And it was you know, of course we needed to get to the next show, but that became kind of a motivating goal that day. Is, hey, we're gonna get to the show. All we have to do is rent some gear, make a few phone calls, and we were just thankful that everyone was okay.
You know, I want to ask you about when you went on The Bachelorette to play a song. Was that this year or last year?
Yes, it was this year.
It was this year?
Yeah.
So you go on that show. What's that environment like whenever you go in to be the musical part of it? Because you're up there playing for the people. It's weird.
Yeah.
It even looks weird on TV a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that a weird thing to
do? Yeah, it is. People said, is that a unique thing? Have you ever felt that before? And I said, yeah, actually I have, when you play weddings. Back in the days when we used to play a lot of weddings, it felt like that, where it's not about you, it's not about the band or the music, it's all about the bride.
Because that was Becca, right?
It was, yeah.
Do you meet Becca. Them whenever?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how'd that go?
It went great. They seemed, you know, Becca and Garrett, who she ended up getting with, they were very down to earth and fun people. You could tell that Garrett, and he told me, he said, "This is the best night of my life." And you could tell that he really meant that. You could see in his eyes. Really? He was really excited. Not because we were there, but just because of that was their date, and all these people were there celebrating them together. It was fun.
So would you go to that wedding?
Hey, if I got an invite, yeah.
But there's no communication afterward.
I feel a connection to them because we played that song, and that was their first date. So I do kind of feel like we could go to the wedding and have something in common.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then do you play like 80 times over and over again on TV? Is it
no,
TV?
I honestly, I think we played it twice. We played it one time and they wanted to capture their surprise. So they walked in, we played the song, and then they said, let's run it one more time just to make sure we have all the angles. And that was it.
Granger Smith is here. You did post a video to Instagram saying you were taking off maybe November, December. Is that what it is? And so just for family time?
Yeah, we've been hitting it hard, really hard. And I'm not going to take completely off. There'll be commitments I have to do. But I'm really looking forward to taking some time, being a dad, being a husband, being present November, December.
Are you doing things? Because you're talking in some of these tool terms that I try to use. When you say being present, who's teaching you that?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you reading a book? Are you going to therapy like I do? I'm hearing something in you that's more than just, you know...
This has been tough. These last few years have been tough. They've been really tough mentally, trying to, and I'm just being completely honest. Trying to digest all of this and understanding where's the end? You know, what's the finish line? And then realizing there is no finish line. It's always another tour. It's always the next single. Do you say I want to have 15 number ones? Well, what happens when you get to 16? Is it 20? There is no end. And so I've read a lot of books. I've seen a lot of documentaries and listened to a lot of podcasts. And as you probably have too, because we have to try to understand what's the purpose of all this? What's the end goal? And I've had to realize that happiness is the end goal. Being happy, being creative, being passionate about what I do. If I could maintain those three things, then that's a pretty good goal.
Yeah, I love that. And you're talking in terms that I'm familiar with, because I'm also trying to find exactly where I fit in this whole thing.
Yep.
Because I don't know. And then it's, well, I'm trying to accomplish all these goals, but then I reach these goals and I'm like, I feel no more fulfilled than I did before.
Yes.
So I think for me, it's on the very much the personal side, where it's, I got to find whatever that is that makes it matter. Because I got all the shiny toys now and I don't give a crap, but I haven't been to share them with.
Yeah.
You know, that's for me the struggle. And so, but when you say things like that, oh, he's doing what I'm doing. Just trying to find his place.
I try to find my place, and authentic success is what I'm trying to go for. And there's a difference between success that the world thinks you need. You know, you might look and go, oh, he doesn't have this. He's not quite found success yet. But that's not right for anyone to judge someone else's success. You only know your own, and that is authentic success. That's when you go to bed at night and you go, I've done good. I've had a good day. Authentic success makes you fulfilled on the inside. It makes you happy.
I was looking at your Throwback Thursday. It was you at 17 years old.
Yeah.
You had posted an old picture of yourself. What would you tell yourself back at 17? Like right now, you're Granger right now talking to that 17-year-old.
Yeah. It's all about patience. patience, and things just don't come the way you think they're going to at the time frame that you want them to. It never does. Life never delivers that. So you have to just endure. You have to find, you have to meet all the failures. You have to find your failures and embrace those failures. You almost have to strive for failure, in fact. You know, and we talk about it as a band all the time. We need to push to the point of failure until we actually mess up, because that's when you finally learn. That's when you finally found your limit and you find how to get better. Is that when you work out in the gym to fail, so that your muscles fail, so that then they tear down and you build back up better.
Like the Socrates of country music. There's a book I read. It's called Fail Until You Don't. It's by Robert Wessos. Have you heard of that book?
I have, yes. Oh. Yes.
Shut up. Shut up. You even know Spanish, so you probably pick that one out. All right, well, listen, let's get back to the matter at hand. We got deep. That's what friends do. We get deep in here.
I know. I liked it.
If Your City, If Your Country by Earl Dibbles Jr. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at the shows. Boy, I bet you just clean up on merch, because I would go to your show and buy merch.
You would?
Yeah, but here's why. You've done something that I don't understand. I think probably because you're just a good person. This is what I think. I see other artists wearing your stuff. Either you're paying them, which I don't think you are. It would be and I don't think you are. Or they just like you, and they're all wearing the Yee Yee stuff, and I'm going, that's cool. Like, other people are also vouching for you. And now you're just a good dude. I think that's why, unless you are sliding him a little something, then slide me something. I'll wear it too. But man, the Yee Yee stuff, that pays the bills, huh?
It does. It does.
Do you own Yee Yee?
I do.
Okay,
I
good.
Do.
Because if not, I was about to.
We trademarked it a long time ago. And it's, for the most part, it goes back to staying passionate and staying creative. My bills are paid. Electric bill's okay. We're going to be okay for the next few months. You know, it's not really about more and more and more and more building. It's more of the fun and that kind of creativity. This book is the perfect example. This is a passion project that it's so exciting to, as you know, to now you see a book and it's on Amazon and you could sell it and you could flip through it and it's tangible. And here it is. We wrote this book. And it's so much about the experience. And
how much does it cost?
This is $19.99.
Look at this. Do you sign them at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just came out so this week. So it's, I haven't done any signings yet. But
that's not
I will.
True. I have one right here that's signed.
Well, there you go. There you go.
It says Yee Yee. Do you sign it as both Granger and Earl?
Yeah, if people want that, yes.
I mean, it's written by both.
Yes.
That is true, too. Well, look at you, man. I'm always happy for you. You come in every time, you always look a little better, a little happier.
That's how I feel about you.
Maybe. I think this time, maybe so. Trying to get there. I went to whole therapy camp,
dude,
for like 4 days.
I could tell.
I went and I was like, man, this is
pretty cool. Have a glisten in your eyes.
I'm pregnant. What do you want? Huh? What do you want
from
me?
That pregnancy glow.
I'm glowing. Okay, well, listen. Granger Smith's new book, a comedy book. Can I call it a comedy book?
Yeah,
it's funny.
Sure.
If Your City, If Your Country, by Earl Dibbles Jr. What if they search Granger Smith? Will that pop up still?
I don't know. That's a good question. If you search Granger Smith book, it probably will, because it's tied with some other Yee-Yee stuff on Amazon.
And there's a CD included, and it'll also be out at shows. And you're a good dude. I like to always press you about the merch stuff. I'm fascinated with it. The business. And you're talking about Granger, too. He puts all his family. His family's his team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you ever met his brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, so make
listen,
sure.
Listen, I put in Granger Smith book mm-hmm. into Amazon, and I've got Backroad Song and some Granger Smith Dibbles King's women's drawstring sweatpants.
Okay, we need to fix that then.
Wait, what's up with those sweatpants? Do you sell those?
I don't think that those are yours.
Those aren't mine.
Those just have the keywords.
We're constantly Garth Brooking Amazon. We're taking stuff down constantly.
We have to do that.
Yeah, we have to
enjoy
you
stuff.
You guys have,
we have
yeah.
to do that too.
Because
yeah.
then
yeah.
people are buying it. First of all, 100% of the proceeds go to something. And if you're buying it from Amazon, yep. nobody's getting the proceeds.
Exactly.
And, well, somebody is.
Well, yeah.
Chuck in Delaware.
Right, but not
yeah.
a.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Good to see you, bud.
Good to see you too.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
A library in Missouri has turned an old newspaper dispenser into something much more useful. It's filled with school supplies, non-perishable food, and personal care items that are free for anyone in need to take. And they're calling it the Kindness Cupboard. And yeah, it's painted really bright, happy colors. And people can just go walk up to it. Whatever they need, they can grab it.
That's good. Lunchbox, how would you feel with that?
Man, I could get some free stuff.
Yeah. What if you didn't need it, though?
I mean, you can always use something. There's always something you can use.
I love it because there are people that really need. And if you do have someone that takes advantage of it a little bit, like Lunchbox, that's okay.
But Lunchbox is adult enough to know he shouldn't be doing it. Like, one of my neighbors has one of these old newspaper dispensers, and this is exactly what they use it for. And sometimes my kids think they can go in and grab a snack. And
I have your neighbor has one?
Yes.
I'll swing by.
Okay, great. I mean, but kids, they can learn. But Lunchbox, you know better.
I do love that. And
yeah,
I love your honesty, Lunchbox. What can I say?
Thank you.
What can I say?
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, over to Amy with that corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a number that loves to travel?
What do you call a number that loves to travel?
A Roman numeral.
Everybody, come on.
That was the morning corny.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes.
What's up with you?
Hey. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Awesome. To me, it's Amy. Amy, say hello.
Hello, hello.
Lunchbox.
Hello, hello.
We're all here for you.
Hey, hey. Awesome. Well, listen, I'm calling from Austin. I've been watching or listening to your show since y'all were here. But I just have to tell you that I set my alarm in the morning to wake up to your song, Every Day is a Good Day.
Oh, how about that? You like
and
that
I
one?
I love it. I do. It gets me in a good mood every morning. So I just wanted to let you know that I wake up in a good mood because you're singing to me every morning.
Well, I wish there's one. How about that? There's one person. Well, hey, thanks very much. Appreciate the call. Hope you have a good day at work today. How you feel about that, Aim?
I feel like that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Throwing it back.
Well, yeah, to like last year, but yeah.
Oh, really?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Now time for a game of Riddle Me This.
Oh!
That's right. So what I have here are kids' riddles. And at the end of the riddle, you have 15 seconds to figure out the answer.
All right.
Riddles for children.
So they're easy.
Easy. It's called Riddle Me This. Riddle number one. What goes up and down the stairs without moving? That's right. Riddle number one. What goes up and down the stairs without moving?
Got it.
Riddle me this. Up and down. What goes up and down the stairs without moving? Riddle me this.
Okay, I'm in for the win.
Okay, Amy, coming to you first. Your answer is?
The rail.
The rail, she says. Lunchbox.
Railing.
Railing. Eddie.
Handrail?
Handrail. You know, you all could have fought for that one, but it's not the answer. It's carpet. Yeah. There you go.
No comment.
You're all even. So okay.
No comment.
Okay, you can all have the point. Fine. You're all even.
I like that.
You're all
feels way better.
You know what? You all got it right.
Yeah!
But generally, the rule is it has to be on the paper. It avoids any sort of conflict.
I got you.
Here we go. Number two. What do you serve that you can't eat?
What do you serve but you can't eat?
What do you serve, but you can't eat?
I'm in.
Ow!
Feel good about mine.
Yeah, I'm in.
Hold on.
Riddle me this, Amy.
Used to win championships at the sport, tennis ball.
Ah! Lunchbox.
Man. I couldn't come up with anything but tennis balls!
Oh, yeah!
Oh,
oh, Eddie.
I'm confused. I had volleyball.
Oh, that's...
I'll accept it!
Yeah! Okay.
Is that on the sheet?
Yeah, why not?
Our judge is being very liberal today.
No.
I like it.
What's he up to?
What guy?
I don't know.
I know. Nobody's gotten a yellow card for questioning him yet either.
Hey, friends forever, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I like that.
What goes up and never comes down? Riddle me this. There's a tie right now. This is for the win.
Oh, there's a new one. Say it again. I thought we were back on the stairs.
What goes up and never comes down?
I'm in.
comes down.
What goes up but never comes down.
What goes up?
That's it.
It never comes down.
There it is. Riddle me this. So dumb. Amy's confident. She put her pen down. She got it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Lunchbox, what is your answer?
Clouds.
Clouds, you say. No. Eddie.
This is pretty dumb. I said thumb.
Thumb. Yeah.
Well, guys, like it's thumbs so up. Obvious.
Okay. Amy says it's obvious.
Yeah.
Amy for the win.
I cannot wait to hear your answer because I want a feel of it. Like when you say it, I want to know if I feel it. I'm be like, am I so dumb?
What goes up but never comes down? Amy.
Your age.
How you feel about that?
No, that's it. That's not it.
That's it.
Why? No chance. Your age goes up, it never comes down.
No chance.
That's it. That has to be it.
It's
that
temperature.
Is.
Show me.
No, your temperature can come down, you fool. That is it. Okay. How did we not
it's your
get
thumb.
That? Yeah. How did we not get that?
Show
that
me.
So obvious.
For the win. Age.
Amy.
And as the winning prize. You get to do the famous riddle me this. You ready, Aim? You want it silent or no?
I'll have my music to it.
Okay,
Aim.
Here you go.
Riddle me this. Okay, rude. Rude.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. And don't take it back down. All right.
So dumb.
Thumb.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So what happened with your daughter?
Well, I was asking her where her homework was, and she said it flew out the window. And I was like, oh, like, and she's from Haiti. School, this is all a new concept. That's an American thing that's been said for years. I mean, it was around when I was a kid, and when probably my parents were kids. And to hear her say that, I was like, who taught you that?
Yeah, like who taught you that?
Who taught
American
you to
expression?
Say that? Because we've never given that expression since they've been in our home. And she kept looking at me like, Mom, what are you talking about? She's like, my homework flew out the window. And I'm like, I said, Sashira, when you tell your teacher that, it's not going to work. So we need to talk about this. Like, you know, the dog didn't eat your homework didn't fly out the window. And then, so we have a nanny that helps to and from school at times. Confirmed with the nanny that they had the windows down on the highway and Stashira's homework flew out the window.
Wow, she was telling the truth.
She was telling the truth and I was giving her such a hard time and like telling her like, hey, if you are going to tell your teacher that, we got to come up with a better plan. But no, that was legit her excuse and it was real.
Well, so a couple things. You know, one thing is an accident. Two things, you go, oh, there's something in common here. Because your daughter says, hey, my homework flew out the window. You said, nah. Your son said, I have a girlfriend. And glad I said, nah.
I know.
You don't believe him, huh?
Well, to be fair, though, is our daughter, Sashira, she was the one that got us on the train of glad it's not being real. Because, I mean, maybe she just didn't believe that he could have a girlfriend. I don't know what her deal was. But she was adamant that Gladys was fiction.
How are they? Here we are again. How long have they been in your house?
8 months.
As your kids moved in 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
How are they now with being brother and sister? Because they're not biologically brother and sister, but now they're brother and sister.
The first few months, they were a team. They came here together. They were in this together. Where are we, this crazy place, like adjusting this life. They would speak Creole to each other behind our backs, probably, you know, talking a little trash.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. You know, they were uncomfortable, but they were a team. And now they are speaking only English to each other. And they're fighting, and they're annoyed, and sometimes they don't like each other. And it's like true brother and sister, because they're not biologically related. So, you know, we put them in a home together, and I love that they act like brother and sister, because it just, to me, it means like we're feeling like a real home.
Yeah, whenever you can, like, pick at somebody, you're comfortable with them.
Yes. Except for he does not like it when she picks on him. And then he'll say things like, well, then fine, I don't care about you. And I'm like,
oh, he was right for it.
Nice.
That,
oh,
I know.
Wow.
And then that's where I draw the line because I'm like, in our home, we are a family and we care about each other. So I will not stand for that. But Sashira, what you said was kind of funny.
Bobby Bones is on.
Hit it. Hit it. You know what this music's from?
Top Gun.
Yeah. Morgan number two is talking about the Top Gun sequel. What is it, Top Gun 2?
Yeah, well, it's called Top Gun Maverick. So it's focused on Tom Cruise as Maverick, and he's now the instructor of everybody.
Nice. I'll watch.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love Top Gun, and it's one of my husband's favorite movies, and it just, yeah.
That is a thing. Your husband's a pilot.
Yeah.
I bet. It's like I love Howard Stern's Private Parts because that was radio.
Yeah, same thing.
Because I'm in radio. That's true. Does he, does it like get him going?
Oh, yeah. Like we watch Top Gun sometimes. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, baby, I'm home waiting for you. I got Top Gun already playing. That's funny. When's that coming out, Morgan, number two?
July 12th of 2019.
Hey, when does Ozark season two hit?
August 31st.
Oh, a week from today.
It's on my calendar.
Amy's into
it. That was quick, Amy.
I've been waiting for that one. I have it on there because I was thinking, oh, that's Labor Day weekend. That'll be a good weekend. We'll have some time to binge it. I'll finish it before we return.
So the last few days, Amy has talked about she can't stop hitting the snooze button. And then we have a listener on named Jessica. Jessica, how many times a morning would you normally hit the snooze button?
Oh, a minimum of at least 3, and I would say max. Maybe 10, depending on whether or not I change the alarm time.
I can't believe that.
I mean, y'all, I just need to clarify. I have never done 10. I've done 5, 6, well,
even
maybe.
That is...
But my min is 3, probably, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're the same.
My whole thing was, why not just set the alarm later and get all that full sleep? But that's, we all live different kinds of lives. So Jessica, our listener, and Amy, my co-host, have decided they're doing the No Snooze Challenge for 5 shows, 5 weekdays, right? And so, Amy, I'll ask you, it's day 3. Have you hit the snooze?
No.
Still haven't.
Still
come
haven't.
On. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
That's work.
And how do you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah?
I really do. So, I mean, I could get into this. We'll see. I know how awesome it feels to snooze. I'm a chronic snoozer, and I love it. But if I feel better without it, so who knows? We'll see how I feel day 5.
Jessica?
I did not snooze.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, right.
That was. I was nervous.
Jessica, are you sleeping better, though?
I am. The excitement of being on the show, I think it's a bit of a challenge for me. But I had a bit of excitement yesterday because I was wondering, like, why do I do this? And I know that my mom has always snoozed. Like, I remember growing up and doing it. My sister totally does it. And I asked my dad yesterday, stopped by church and talked to him. And I said, Dad, did you snooze? Do you snooze? Right in front of my stepmom. Make sure he's telling the truth. And he goes, oh, yeah, I totally snooze. And I was like, maybe it's, genetic, nurture versus nature. Not really sure which end of that. And then someone chimes in and goes, you're the snooze girl? And I was like, yes, totally. That's me.
Oh, you got recognized on the show?
Yes.
That's funny. Hey, where do you live, Snooze Girl?
Fort Myers.
Okay. Yeah.
Shout out.
That's funny, Snooze Girl. That's her name.
Yeah, Jessica. I like. Yeah, Jessica the Snooze Girl.
Well, I'll say this: I do think it's nurture more than nature. The snoozing. I think we see the habits young, mimic them, and they develop. For example, I never snooze. I never had an alarm clock because I slept in the living room. I didn't have a bed, so I just had to wake up when it was time. So I was trained, because if I didn't wake up, there were no cell phones. We're talking like the 90s, folks. And so if I didn't wake up, I didn't go to school and I had to get myself ready for school. So it was like, boom, up, going. And I think that's where it is for me because I had to do it.
Yeah.
So look at you guys, 3 days in. Hey, take the weekend, sleep away. Whatever you want.
Yeah, but I'm not going to press snooze.
Wait, it's up to you.
Jessica.
Amy's getting angry.
We can't go back to hitting snooze this weekend and it'll make Monday really, really hard.
I'm not doing it. Like, I think I'm dead set from the beginning of this on breaking this habit because it doesn't make sense. I mean, I was doing some research. I know it has to do with, like, your internal clock. Like, some people stay up later. Some people sleep in more. Like, that's natural for them, and it may be not so good health-wise to break their natural sleep patterns. But as far as hitting the snooze, it just doesn't make logical sense nor health sense. So I'm going to be the first in my family to break the habit.
Come on.
There it is.
Come
on.
All right.
You think we were talking about something a little more hardcore if you didn't know that it was the snooze button.
But it's a real thing for people.
All right.
But yeah.
Snooze girl Jessica, don't let your fame get to your head, okay?
Love it.
Okay, and Amy, you guys keep going. I'm proud of you guys.
Okay.
Jessica, we'll talk to you Monday. No snoozing. There we have it. I like that she's going and doing a full family 23andMe history. Yeah. Like, Bobby, I spit in the tube and it came back and I'm a snoozer. It told me, yeah. I was watching this video last night. This family is out on this boat, and they're whale watching. And all of a sudden, this whale, I'm talking about, almost hits the boat. It comes out and goes, wa-boom! It's so awesome.
Oh! Oh!
You can kind of get lost in all these videos because you see it all the time and you go, oh, another whale jumping. If you saw it in person, it'd be cool. But to watch it on computer, you go, oh, I see this all the time on the computer. But this one's so close, you got to see it, bobbybones.com. Because you're looking off in the distance going, where's that whale going to come from? And all of a sudden, whoa, boom, right by the boat, man. It's,
oh! Oh!
Bobbybones.com. Hit that up. I'm such a dweeb. I bought a new hoodie. I like hoodies. And I have a tag still on it.
Yeah.
And then Eddie took a picture of it and posted it. And that's okay that he did that, but I can't really do anything right. Even the little things I do wrong about being a human.
That tag. I mean, good thing he found it. Because
the tag's under your arm.
I know, yes. Eddie. I don't know what's happening. I don't know.
You've only been in front of us. Like, imagine if it was later today and you were like, had to raise your arm for something.
But I wouldn't. It wouldn't be shocking to me.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I just haven't quite figured this thing out yet.
Life, yeah.
Well,
it's a nice shirt, though.
Yeah.
You just bought it?
Well, it's a workout hoodie. It's a Nike hoodie. I did just buy it. Yes.
Yeah, I can tell.
On it.
I can tell.
I've done that before where I went to, I think whenever Derek Spentley was opening his bar, and he said, come out. You know, I said, oh, cool. So I go out, and there are a bunch of friends there, and I had on a new pair of pants. I had the tag still on them.
Mm.
And it had, like, the sticker on it.
The size on it.
And it, I didn't even know. And I'm like, I was feeling pretty good because, you know, when you get put new clothes on, you feel pretty good. You're like, man, kind of feel fresh, feel new. And then one of my friends comes up and goes, hey, listen, somebody's got to tell you. You got a tag for your new pants on your jeans. You should probably get that off.
Bones, listen.
What?
If you're planning on returning that after you wore it today, I won't judge you.
No, I'm not. What's wrong with me? There's a resort company hiring professional vacationers.
Oh, man.
It's right up Lunchbox
Alley.
What
do I need to do?
You need to go and get this job, man.
Well, I know, but how do I do it? Do I just send a resume or do I have to send a video? Because I can vacation like a champion.
Worldsbestjob.com. If you want to apply.
All right.
A resort company's looking to hire someone to travel between their 6 resorts for a year and put up social media content about everything they have to offer.
Oh, my goodness. And guess who's got a good following on social media? This guy.
They'll pay you $120,000 to do it.
Wow.
Whoa.
Worldsbestjob.com. There was a drug tunnel in Arizona found underneath an old KFC.
Straight up El Chapo style.
Did you see
style.
This?
And the one in Arizona. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. It's pretty crazy. I mean, I just can't even believe stuff like this really happens.
Federal authorities have discovered a sophisticated drug smuggling tunnel that went from a home in Mexico to an abandoned fast food restaurant in Arizona. Isn't it crazy there's a tunnel that big?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that long?
It's so crazy to me.
Like, that's what happens in New York. Under the water, so you can go from not Mexico to Arizona in the dirt.
And
that's
I'm like,
how do they do it without people knowing?
Yes, yeah. I'm always fascinated with how many people it took. How many were they working 24 hours a day, and then how long?
Police began trailing the owner of this abandoned building and arrested him this month after finding several packages of lots of drugs in the back of his truck. They searched his home. They found a hidden tunnel that led to a house in Mexico that was large enough, by the way, the tunnel, for people just to walk through freely.
That
crawl.
Is so
and they
crazy.
Put, they'll even, I don't know if this one for sure had it, but some of these tunnels have lights.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the things. A little trolley things. You can push stuff on a cart like it's a little man-made train.
Yeah, that way they don't have to carry them all back
exactly.
and forth.
Exactly.
Like Elon Musk goes, hey, we're going to build a tunnel in L.A. We're like, oh my goodness, it's crazy. You're building a 4-mile tunnel. And they're running these drug tunnels like 100 miles.
Chapo's been doing this for years.
Yeah, right?
The Chapo Tesla's been around in Mexico for 50 years.
Golly. I mean, imagine if people applied this stuff to like actual legal things.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like that Locked Up when they build radios out of a piece of bologna and a shoestring. And you're like, wow, you can hear HD radio with that. You're like, yeah, and everything else. Like, do that in the real world, man. Don't wait till you get to jail.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
2 weeks ago in California, there was a fast-moving fire. It threatened part of the area, and the police department was called in. They said, hey, we need you to evacuate all these dogs and cats. And you may have seen that story on the news where the police go in and they're taking all these evacuation animals. Carly Stone was one of the officers working with animal control, and she's grabbing all the animals. One of the dogs she bonded with, he kept trying to sit in her lap while they were driving away in a squad car. So the animal's name was Sean. That was the dog. She went to visit him in the animal shelter, and then she adopted him. Carly believes Sean recognized her during the shelter visit.
Aww.
From whenever she was rescuing him, and now she says she's super happy.
And love that.
Come on.
That's cool. That's
if so your special. Little hairs on your neck didn't raise up a little bit on that, then you're not very nice. come on. We love animals. It's a good one. Well, there you go. I like that one. So a big old tell me something good there to Carly Stone.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I really subscribe to the theory of finding someone that you trust that will also tell you when you're not good at something. You know, in my last book, I wrote that. Find someone who tells you you suck, because when they finally do tell you do good, you believe them. Because anybody can tell you're not good. Anybody can tell you're great. But if you can find someone you trust that can tell you either and both, then you really believe it. So I had a friend reach out to me last night. Goes, hey, I want you to go out with this girl. I was like, all right, I haven't been out. Anyway, what do I know about going out with people? It's been a year, right? And I was like, okay. He said, I'll let her know. And you can text her or, you know, DM her. And so I never slid anybody's DMs before. So I get on Instagram and I slide. I feel like such a loser saying that.
It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, be cool.
So I don't want to say anything about her. I don't want to ruin this. But I slide into her DMs. And then I showed Amy this morning. I didn't even edit. I just said, here's my phone. I trust you with all your heart. You're honest with me, good and bad. You are my best friend. Read this. And then Amy read my slide.
Wow.
Amy?
I have to admit, I was impressed.
Wow, really?
Yeah, especially it being your first slide.
Yeah.
So, because it was a little risky because she could have been like, okay, this is kind of dorky. But
that's me, though.
You. And so I feel like you were just being you. So you were honest, and you even threw in a little joke about how, you know, you're. Can I tell the joke part? I'll be paraphrasing.
Go ahead. It won't be funny to
Is
them.
This the opening slide?
This is the opening slide.
I need to visualize this. This is the opening slide.
Can we see if
slide.
She slid back at this point?
Don't worry about that right now. We'll look off the air. We got the dance party coming up in like 3 minutes. Go
okay,
ahead.
So he goes in with a joke, which I think is good. Because like he's got humor. He needs... We got to...
What do I need?
What's that? What's that?
Hold on. You tell me. How? Obviously, you're cute, you're good looking, like you're successful, but like you feel like your humor gets you further.
What? Go ahead.
So anyway, he comes with a joke and he's like, hey, I think I'm going to test out this whole sliding into the DMs thing or whatever. And he's like, I've been pretty successful or something, but Justin Bieber hasn't replied
to me
yet.
See, this is why people can't tell your jokes.
I know.
It's like when someone watches like a stand-up special and they try to repeat a joke.
Okay, that doesn't work. Yeah. I know. I can't
just
say
review.
Exactly.
Just
but,
review
but,
me.
But he makes a joke about how he's clearly been trying to DM Justin Bieber, but Bieber hasn't replied. Which, I mean...
The joke was, I've never slid into anyone's DMs before successfully. Been trying to hit up Bieber for a while, but he hasn't replied.
Okay,
that's funny.
Right. That's funny.
There you go. So it's good. And then, wait, we're saying much about her or
no?
Okay,
nah,
but she replied.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, she replied.
Oh.
And she hits him back with another Bieber
a funnier joke.
Even funnier joke. She trumped his joke.
I know.
She was
nice.
Like, hey, yeah. She's like, blah, blah, blah. And then she ends with, don't worry, I've been unread in Bieber's since 2013.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She obviously has a sense of humor, so I was into that. And then...
I don't want to share too much.
Yeah, we won't share too much.
How long did it take her to slide back?
That's what I went to sleep.
I didn't know if it was like a slide back, and then Bobby slid back, and there was a lot of sliding going on.
It's more like slide,
slippery slide.
And I woke up, and then that...
Yeah, it's still... This is just... We're in the beginning phases. Yeah. Anyway. But I was proud of Bobby, and I will tell him honestly. Like, if you were a... kind of weird in it, I would have to have told you
and that's
weird.
Why I wanted to know,
but I was proud of you,
and we'll speak no more on this
until
the engagement.
Yes.
I love how we go from 0 to 60.
What do you want from me, huh?
He did say he didn't want to ruin it, so that's kind of special.
No, it's just that people will hear us talking about it and go, oh, I don't know if I can do this. Mm. Especially early.
Yeah, this is real early.
But you could be
I've never even met this person.
DMing, it's real early.
Your little story right here could be hope for anybody right now that's like listening to us thinking they've been wanting to slide into someone's DM, but they haven't had the guts to do it. Yeah. Like, today's the day.
Yeah, start with a joke.
Do it.
Yeah.
You even use Bobby's beeper joke.
Yeah, whatever. You don't tell it, though, because...
I still don't get it when Amy says it.
I've been wearing this chain from my neck. Well, it was inspired by Ryan Hurd, who's probably the coolest guy.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's an artist, a songwriter. He's Maren Morris's husband. Some of you ladies know him from that, from her Insta stories. But he wears a chain, and I'm like, I want to look like Ryan Hurd. He's cool. So I got a chain. It was given to me. And so... Not a commercial. I've been wearing it, and people have been laughing at me because they think I'm too nerdy to pull off a chain. So, Mike D, who sits over on the side and writes games for us, he's come up. What's this list over here?
Your top five fashion statements over the years,
and they're all bad.
Oh,
and it's not cool things. None of them are cool, according to him. And this is all because of the chain.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to do this now or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Number five, Mike D.
The deep V. Used to rock a deep V paired with some cargo shorts, flip-flops, and the curly hair.
Sometimes so deep it was like, is that your belly button?
Whatever. Number four, Mike D.
Jorts. You wore a pair of jorts for about a week until everybody made fun of you for wearing jean shorts.
Well, Sam Hunt was wearing them, and I thought, Sam Hunt can pull it off. Why can't I? Number three?
Yeezys.
Still love them.
Your most expensive phase. Got a bunch of comments, everybody telling you for wearing god-awful shoes.
All right, number two?
Short sleeve sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember that one.
I love them. You guys are hating on everything I do. Okay, number one, my worst fashion. Go ahead.
The fanny pack. We wore for about a week to the gym.
Short-lived.
That was short-lived, and I really feel like it has more life to it.
Yeah.
Fanny packs are bad.
First of all, I have a fanny pack that I wear when my sweats and my pockets in them. I still will wear it.
Okay.
But people made fun of me.
Yeah.
But it's only because for practicality. No pockets in a sweatpants, put a fanny pack on.
Makes sense.
Thank you.
Why don't you wear that to work, though, a little more?
Because I have pockets in my pants. Okay. Like, today I have pockets in my pants. Mike D, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
A little trip down.
How long will the chain last?
I don't know. Forever. It gives me power.
I think you need to mix everything Mike D said and wear it all in one day. Yes.
Yes, bring that outfit.
V-neck, short sleeve, sweatshirt, fanny pack, all of it.
Lunchbox, did you get that pasta pass from Olive Garden or no?
Oh, man. My wife yesterday, I was going to get it, and she said, don't worry, I'll wake you up from your nap because I was going to set my alarm. She goes, don't worry about it. She fell asleep in the recliner, didn't get the pasta pass. Because she didn't wake me up. It was her responsibility to wake me up.
Oh, it's her fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was her responsibility to wake me up from my nap so I could be online when they went on sale, and she failed at her job.
No, I think it's you. It's all on you. That's
no, because I was going to set my alarm, and she goes, no, don't worry about it. I will come up and wake you up.
All right. So you did not get the pasta pass this year?
First time in history.
Hey, by the way, tickets to see the daytime stage at the iHeartRadio Music Festival are $29 today with no additional fees. It is No Fee Friday. Your chance to see people like Dustin Lynch and even Eddie and my band, the Raging Idiots.
Woo!
Yeah, we're going to be playing. So $29, and it starts right now and it will roll till tonight. $29 a ticket. Just go over to, where do they go? There's no site on here. iHeartRadio.com? Somebody give me a site there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Slash tickets.
Thank you, Morgan number two.
She's on it.
Gee, they give me all the information except the execution point. I was reading this story about country music stars that have been arrested.
Oh.
In honor of Gretchen Wilson.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So.
It happens.
She gets into some sort of tiff, Gretchen Wilson does, and then demands to be arrested by the cops, which I thought was quite Gretchen of her.
And they cooperated?
They did. Good for them, too. They said, you got it, Gretchen. Gretchen Wilson's recent arrest had me wondering what other country artists have been arrested, or maybe going over some of these stories. So I grabbed a few of them. There's a very famous one with Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw.
What is that?
The horse punch.
Horses, yes.
You know the story?
Was
this in Austin?
Yeah, I remember it now.
No. It's one that they don't like talking about so much. So let me have a second.
Okay, you'll talk about it.
On June 3rd, 2000... Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw were headlining a show in Buffalo, New York. Always stay home. Oh, not the best song for this, sir. According to news reports, Kenny asked the daughter of a sheriff's deputy if he could ride his horse. He then rode away ignoring orders to stop.
Ooh.
Like, no, no. Two officers tried to remove Kenny from the horse, and Tim McGraw and his manager then got involved. The country music icons were arrested. A year later, all three men were found innocent of any wrongdoing.
Oh, good.
But apparently there's a whole pun. The stories change.
Throughout the years.
Who really knows what happened? Who knows? But apparently, yeah. It's funny that he's like, hey, can I ride the horse? Nope, I'm going to ride the horse. I'm Kenny Chesney. Yep.
Get along.
And Kenny Chesney's riding his horse down
the road. Get along.
How about we go to Jake Owen? Do you turn it up? Do you say? Jake was arrested late Saturday night, May 5th, 2012. Jake shared a photo of himself cuffed and next to a cop car shortly after he was tossing back a beer with a buddy and celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Jake told Taste of Country, I got arrested in my own hometown. I was wearing an old man mask, and the sheriff decided to rip me out of a Steak and Shake and embarrass me in front of my family. Classic.
Wow.
So, there you go. Do you turn it up? Do you sing along every time you... Again, who knows?
Yeah, I'm like...
Did he get a horse? Then who cares?
No.
There's got to be more to that, right? I don't know anybody being arrested for just wearing a mask. Well, Lunchbox did once at a store.
Well, just pantyhose.
Yeah. Johnny Cash. Let's go over Johnny Cash.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Johnny Cash was arrested twice. The first was after a trip to Mexico when he tried to hide over 1,000 pills in his guitar case.
Yeah, that's in the movie.
When he crossed back over in El Paso, 1965. And since the drugs were prescription instead of illegal narcotics, he received a suspended sentence. Now, it'd be a bit different today because if they're not prescribed to you, they're considered illegal. Not that they weren't illegal, but 1,000 pills, man.
That's a lot of pills.
And then he was arrested again in 1966 in Starkville, Mississippi for picking flowers late at night. The property owner pressed trespassing charges, and Johnny Cash spent time in Starkville County Jail, resulting in a song of the same name. So there you go.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
He was just getting flowers.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Well,
probably for June.
To get off my property.
I'm gonna get
on your property. Eddie and I were talking last night. We did a new episode of the Bobbycast talking about musical movies. And you can search that wherever you listen to your podcasts. But Eddie thinks of Johnny Cash as a rock and roll star.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Johnny Cash as the most country person. Because I grew up in Arkansas and he was in Arkansas and he was the king of country. Eddie only knows him as like rock and roll.
Cash is rock and roll.
Which is funny to me. What do you think of Johnny Cash? Where does
country.
He... Yeah, me too.
Oh, wow.
The most country.
Wow.
But we got in the conversation of how my grandma would go watch Johnny Cash and people would be going, that's not country, that's rock and roll. And they would do what people are doing now to the Sam Hunt, Florida Georgia Lines. That's not country. They were doing that to Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Which they would later do to Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Which people are still doing today. That's why I get so irritated when anyone goes, that's not country. Because you're what has been said over and over again to all the greats that have broken these molds. And so my grandma said people would protest. Like, this isn't country. They would show up outside and curse him and yell at people. Like, it's not that country music. And it's Johnny Cash. One of the only two people, by the way, to be in the Rock and Roll and Country Music Hall of Fame.
The other one being Elvis.
That's right. And I don't think Elvis being country at all.
Yeah, he's a straight rock and roll too.
Straight rock and roll. Gospel a bit, because we would listen to gospel records from Elvis.
Yeah.
But really not country, to me.
I like that we're both right, though. A little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll, both in the Hall of Fame. It's pretty cool.
In both Hall of Fames.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, there you go. You like that segment?
Yeah.
Learn a little music history?
Yeah.
Kid Rock got arrested at Waffle House in 2007. Yeah, they fought with other patrons, apparently. Yeah. I hope I'm not alone when I feel like this, but I have all these weird places that hair grows. Like, I could go and get a haircut on just my earlobes. The hair
What age did it start?
I don't know. I just looked up, and it was just, like, fully grown out.
Yeah.
It's like a bush growing out of my earlobe. And I go, and you know how sometimes I will be like, hey, don't forget to get my sideburns. Now I have to go, hey, don't forget to cut my earlobe hair. So I have to remind her.
Is that all guys?
It doesn't come from inside my ear.
I know what you're talking about.
It's just earlobe. I don't know.
Is it thick or is it fuzzy?
Somewhere in the middle.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's happening. My nose hair grows at a rapid rate. I swear I'll pull them all out or trim them. And the next day I'm like, what is that? And there's a whole bushel in there, too. And then my belly button, around my belly button.
Oh.
It's growing around there.
Really?
It's like the most fertile hair spot.
Out of your belly button?
No, but around it.
Around it?
Yeah. I don't even understand what's happening.
You're just sprouting hair.
I know. Everything just is growing.
Lucky
you. Do you know your ears and your nose never stop growing?
I mean, I've noticed that on people as I've watched them get older.
Mm-hmm.
that their nose and ears can grow.
They keep growing. So the older you are, the bigger your ears and your nose are. How about that?
Yeah, my abuelito, my grandpa, his, he had the biggest nose and the biggest ears before he died.
Because he was old?
Yeah. I looked at him like, oh, I got something to look forward to. Thanks, Grandpa.
Yeah, if you're lucky. Meaning if you live.
Oh, right.
If you're lucky, right. You get that. Hey, what was that scavenger hunt you were doing, Lunchbox?
Oh, my gosh. They were giving away $2,000 in cash.
Who is they?
It was just something called Breakout Games. I didn't know anything about it. I just saw it on the news. They said they're going to hide $2,000 in my neighborhood.
What? In your neighborhood?
In my neighborhood. And at 5:30, every 30 minutes, they just put coordinates on their website. You type them in your phone, and you race to that location. You search for the $100 bills that are hidden in that location.
Did you find any money?
I was there with the baby, with my wife.
You took the baby? Wait, you took the baby?
Yeah.
We haven't even seen the baby.
You took the baby on a scavenger hunt to make money?
To be fair, we were just on a walk, and there was all these people, and we found out about it, and we jumped in the middle of the scavenger hunt.
Okay.
And so they do the location, and I am one block away. I run. I am the fifth person in the park. I'm searching, digging in the bushes, pulling up picnic tables, diving on the ground, looking in the bushes. I'm like, it's not here. And I move over, start looking in a tree. Some lady walks up behind me in the bushes I was looking in, found the $100.
Oh, wow.
I didn't do a thorough enough search. I was that close to $100. So then, the next location, I had to predict. I just thought. I was like, where could they hide it? Without even knowing the coordinates, I went to a location, started looking around, and my wife goes, it's not going to be here. Let's move. So we go two blocks away. 30 minutes later, they say the coordinates. It was that park. So I missed another. My wife cost me $100. It was so. There was hundreds of people running cars, people jumping out of cars, running through parks. It was so fun. I was kind of nudging people in the bushes, like, get out of my way.
But what was the deal? They were just giving away money?
They were just giving away $2,000. They're doing it all over the country. They did it in Memphis a couple days ago. And so I guess you go to their website and there's cities all across the U.S. But they just gave away $2,000 like that. Whoo!
So that's what you did yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. So exciting.
Amy, what'd you do?
I did not do any of that. I did not do a scavenger hunt. What did I do? I had some conference calls, a meeting. My friend came over and worked out. I told you, my pregnant friend. So we worked out for like over an hour. It was amazing. And then just hung out with the kids. Rode bikes, went and picked up dinner.
How's math homework going?
Oh, I mean.
Did you do it last night?
It is what it is. Yeah, we have math homework every night. I'm like, when is the math going to stop? But we've started to incorporate jelly beans to help my daughter have a visual on how many numbers are out there. And I got to tell you, the jelly beans make her get it. Like, she gets it way better than like doing lines, like to represent a number, you know, like, you know, just a mark, a tally mark. And now jelly beans have taken the place of tally marks. And it's pretty amazing.
Does she get to eat the jelly beans?
No.
Wait,
I mean,
what? You don't reward her with the jelly beans?
At the end, if you've done well, then yeah, you can have a few of the jelly beans, but not the ones we're like playing with. Hmm. We keep those now in a special baggie that says math.
Oh, the math beans. Well, that's interesting.
Math beans. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to have to bring in outside help. Like,
four.
I contacted this place like called the Learning Lab, or, you know, one of those little, you see them in strip malls, like they're little tutor places where you can, your kids can go for extra help. I don't think there's any other choice because I'm not capable.
You need help in math? I was really good in math.
Were you really?
Yeah. You know who tutored me? No Teeth Keith.
Oh, boy.
He had a math degree from the University of Texas. And I'm telling you, algebra, what do you need? I can do it. I'm real good at math.
How would he talk to you about math?
Okay, kid. So what you're going to do is you're going to take the X over here and you're going to need to move it over here. Now, kid, don't get frustrated. I know it's hard, but kid, we'll get it. Just calm down. All right, kid. So then you're going to take the Y.
And No Teeth Keith didn't have any teeth.
No, he didn't have any teeth.
And you weren't related to him.
No. He was first my brother's baseball coach and then my baseball coach. And he didn't have any kids, but he coached at Balcony's Little League, and he was an amazing dude. Had a degree, and his math skills were phenomenal.
Where were his teeth?
Oh, they were gone. I don't know. I don't know. Everywhere.
He had no teeth at all?
No. Well, he did end up getting dentures, but then he would carry them in his pocket because he didn't want to stain them.
But I'm saying he had no, like, all of his teeth?
He didn't want to what? Stain them?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I get it. I don't want to wear new shoes sometimes. I don't get dirt on them.
That's a good point. Good comparison.
Yeah, so I don't.
What's that, man?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you have the teeth, but what was he putting in his mouth that was going to stain them?
And what would he eat with no teeth?
Oh, he could eat anything. Enchiladas. I mean,
soft thing.
With gum?
Okay.
Yeah, he'd just chew with his gum.
He would gum it?
Yeah, he'd gum it.
Probably not crunchy tacos.
Yeah, probably not biting into an apple.
Did you ever see him, you know, maybe grab an apple?
Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever seen him eat an apple. Maybe like a sliced apple, but I don't, I mean,
even
I
that,
say,
like.
Did he have back teeth? Where he could, like,
no, he had zero
no molars?
Teeth.
Yeah,
when I say no teeth, Keith, I literally mean no teeth.
And let's not get it twisted. No Teeth Keith and Arkansas Keith are two different people.
Correct.
Just want to make sure that's out there. Cause,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because I have no. I still don't know. When I met him, he had no teeth. But
and you never asked him, hey, dude, what about those teeth?
No, I didn't say, kid, whatever happened to your teeth? You know, I
but
never,
his nickname's No Teeth Keith, so I think that would open the door to asking him about right. his nickname.
Well, I was a kid. I guess I just never thought about it. I just
we
thought
call
it was
him today.
I can call him today. I talked to him the other day. But yeah, if you need math help,
oh yeah,
I'm
way,
your guy.
He's your guy. Good luck. Good luck with that. You good?
I mean, I honestly, I'll take all the help I can get. So maybe you should come, maybe you should swing by.
All right, let me know.
Here we go.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So it's almost time for fantasy football, and there's something really cool that this organization is doing. It's called GM Genius, and it's an educational nonprofit group, and it's using fantasy football to teach students critical thinking skills. And as an added bonus, they offer scholarship money to the top players as well. So you can play fantasy football and get, you know, school money. And this is for real. Nearly 1,000 students participated last season, and more than $20,000 in scholarship money was given away.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good for them. What else?
So definitely check that out. Steve Jobs's daughter, she details her relationship with her dad in a new memoir. It is called Small Fry. So if that's something you might be into, I'm just going to let you know that it's now out and worth checking out. She talks of her relationship with her father over the years and how it has shaped her.
Yeah, so I read the original Steve Jobs book, and he talks about how awful of a dad he was. That first of all, he denied that that was his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't a good dude. No one, even Steve Jobs doesn't argue that he was a good dude.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so, and that's a good book. And he wrote it, and the guy that wrote it for him wrote it while Steve Jobs was alive, and Steve Jobs said, I don't want to know about it. Finish it. Talk to everybody, good and bad. And then once it's published, I'll read it.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, so she's writing her story.
Yeah, it's too. Called Small Fry. So
she said she bags on him a bit, but she's like, the point of it isn't that. It's how you can get through that and over that. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to read that book, but it's interesting.
Oh, I might check it out. So, and then, I don't know, I'll just end with this little tidbit for the weekend. If you want to train to become Batman or some of his skills, it would take a person approximately 15 to 18 years to do all the training to become Batman.
That's not good.
I mean, so it's possible.
I'm in.
It's a long time, yeah, man.
What do we got?
That's
what else
the
we
one, like, because he's one of the ones, he's not a superhero. Because
he's a rich person that has stuff.
He has means.
And bravery.
Yeah, his name's
training.
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
Yeah, there you go.
But you'll need about 18 years.
And $18 billion in a cave. Yes, that it?
I mean, that's my pile. Bobby Bone,
come on. We enter the weekend. I'm going to go to D.C. I'm doing a stand-up show at Warner Theater, which is really one of the finer theaters. It's awesome. I love playing these really nice theaters. So it's sold out tonight, which is exciting. So a couple thousand people are going to come watch me tell some jokes.
Oh, wow.
And then I'll be in Durham tomorrow night, kind of your old neck aim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, RDU.
At Carolina Theater. Show sold out. What can I say? I love it. I can't believe it. I can't believe people come. I'll be honest with you. I can't believe
good.
It. So, yeah, I'm going to go do that and go put in a couple nights work, be back on Sunday, and we'll do it again. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. What did you got going on?
Lots of kids stuff and hair stuff. Honestly, I told you it's hair weekend for my daughter.
Yeah.
So tonight we'll be undoing the hair. And tomorrow we'll be doing the hair for 6 hours. It's a long process.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Man, I got a baby duty. That's basically what I do now. It's my life.
But I don't know if that's the case because you're always like, took a 6 hour nap, played soccer for 11 games straight.
Well, I'm saying I have to take care of the baby when I'm home.
Yeah.
You have to.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not going to take care of itself.
What about your wife? Is she there with you?
Yeah, she's there with me. But if she wants to go somewhere, I'll be on baby duty. But we'll probably just be sitting there together watching TV and hanging out with the baby.
What does she do? Does she, like, go hang out with friends and stuff?
Sometimes.
Is she back? That's cool, huh?
Yeah, go grab some lunch or something real quick. Nothing major. She doesn't go shopping or anything.
Oh, that's major?
Yeah.
Shopping's major.
Okay.
How is she physically? Kind of back?
Yeah, she feels good.
Really?
Feels good.
All right, good. Well, 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 there we are. We'll see you Monday and go back and listen to the Bobby Bones Show. This week, Keith Urban came in. Granger Smith was today. There's a new Bobby cast. Eddie and I talked about our favorite musical movies of all time. We did lists.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I saw y'all did something.
Yeah, it was a good one. We enjoyed it. So if you know, you're done. There's also the Sore Losers Sports Show with Lunchbox, Ray, and Eddie. So you can search that wherever you get your podcasts. What's up?
Yeah, I keep meaning to check that out because I'm going to be a Sore Losers groupie.
Yeah, oh boy.
Oh, are you?
Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh,
but
I don't know
what
that means. I don't know. We're going to go. We'll see you Monday.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.